Hello, hello. Welcome to Hyper Bacana Emo with ya boy, as the cool kids would say. You know, the word Riz is interesting because at my job, Riz means like it's a 5-star review. It's like one of our surveys. So like we had a meeting recently and they were like, well, our Riz scores, like we need our Riz to be higher. And I raised my hand in the middle of a room of maybe, I don't know, 15 other district employees. And I was like, I'm sorry, I can't take that word. I can't take the word seriously anymore. It's just, it's not, I don't know. It's just something I can't really, I can't see myself really, I don't know. You get it. What's up? Besides, sorry, my first thought is always the roughest, I feel like. Because, like, I mean, I'm getting a little bit better at this. And obviously, I mean, like I have said multiple times, like, you know, there's a ton of podcasts and I've been getting about 12 to 15 plays, actually, per episode. So thank you guys. Like, for real, though. Like, I know it sounds like, but I was going into something else here. But I'm learning how to kind of be able to talk about things. And this helps. I should do more episodes because it, I don't know. It just makes me feel good because I feel like even if, I mean, well, that's the difference, though, is I can actually see the numbers. So if people don't listen to it, I could see that people don't listen to it. But I was going to say, well, even if people aren't listening to it, at least, you know, I can, you know, say stuff. And but then I'm like, but I could see if you aren't it whatever. So for Recess, we have some incredibly fun, cool shows coming up. I'm going to start with the news that we released yesterday. Recess is back at Cedar Point for Bands in Residence. It's going to be July 23rd through the 30th. If you have not been to Cedar Point for these concerts, they are extremely cool. We had so much fun when we went last time. They, you know, gave us the hotel out there. And Cedar Point's about an hour away from my house. Most of the people I know live a little bit more south. And Cedar Point's in Sandusky. So, you know, from the Fondale's house, it's about an hour and a half, which makes it uncomfortable. So I'm glad that I'm only an hour away from, like, the best roller coaster park, like, pretty much in America, besides, you know, Disneyland and Disney World. So, but I'm super excited because the last time that we did this, it just, there's a certain feel to, some shows that I play, and there's a vibe. I don't know if you're a musician and you're listening. You know, there's certain places, there's certain memories, there's I call them like my core memories of, or I don't know if that's a term or not, but I don't know, my core memories of beginning music and wanting to do all of this started with that, like, festival type feel. And you know, like, the first song that I, you know, where I knew that music is what I wanted to do was after I heard A Scaffold of Stars by Coldplay. And it wasn't necessarily the actual song or the studio version. It was when I saw them play it live at it was Jingle Bell Ball, I think, back at the time. Let me look it up really quick. Sky Full of Stars, Coldplay Live. Oh, man, this had to be 2014. It was iHeart Festival? No? BBC Music Awards. 8 years ago. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. 8 years goes by so quick, kids. If you are a child listening to this for some weird reason, hold on. Sip of water. If you're young or younger, time does go by really quick. Not now, though. It doesn't start going by fast until you hit about 23 or 24. 21, I thought time was going to go fast. And I'm sure for some people it flies by. But for me, I guess maybe it does start flying by. But I had to deal with COVID from the time I was 23 to 25. So those are big years too. You know what I mean? Like 23 to 25, that's huge. Sorry, I'm getting off track. But anyway, so, oops, I don't want to play that in the background. Cedar Point, that's what I was talking about. Hyper, but kind of unfocused. That's really what I should call it. But so we're playing Cedar Point, and there's a really good feeling that I get from doing shows like that, and it stems from this you know, feeling that I had when I first saw Coldplay play A Skyful of Stars live, and there were, you know, 30,000 people, but I ended up looking into them, and I saw concerts where they were playing in front of like 70, 80,000 people, and I decided that's what I wanted to do, like 100. And when I saw that many people and how many people are affected by music and how many people connect with music, and, you know, it's crazy how essential music really is for us to cope, you know, with how many people are depressed nowadays. And I mean, I'm part of that. I've been there. I'm there. I'm seasonal. It's kind of not necessarily seasons, but I go through runs where, you know, I'm depressed, and then I kind of come out of it a little bit. But there's always an anxious energy that I've had. But I can only imagine if music wasn't a thing, how much harder that would be for us. I'm assuming humans are pretty good at adapting, so we'd probably be able to, you know, figure out kind of how to, you know, put that into something else. Put that energy into something else, or, you know, maybe it would be, I don't know, a play, you know, or acting, I don't know, or, you know, but anyway, but yeah, so this, going back to Cedar Point, it makes me feel like I did when I first, you know, discovered my dream of wanting to be in music. And I still have the dream that Recess plays a show on the Luminosity stage, like, and I picture it all the time, like playing a show and it's sold out, and there's just like, and I know that an event like that hasn't happened there, but I just like, Cedar Point is a place that it means a lot to me. And I love roller coasters ever since I was a little kid. Well, I liked talking about them. I liked exploring them. I didn't like riding them until I was a little bit older, like 17, 16, 15 or 16. I started really liking riding them. I feel like none of my friends ride roller coasters. My best bud Tyler does. My friend Tavon does. Anthony and Vince do. Anthony doesn't really like riding Cedar Point rides just because he went to Disney a few years ago. He likes the rides that are, he's like, once you go on, you know, roller coasters that are, have a thematic element to it. And you can tell by our music that's, you know, Anthony draws inspiration from, you know, stuff like that. So, regular Cedar Point rides, he's like, he just doesn't really vibe with those, but I love them. They came out with a new ride this year. Cedar Point did. Their promotion for it was really funny, because it was like, who's ready to sit in a cheese car? Like, that's interesting. But now, so it's a Wild Mouse ride. So I'm big into roller coasters. So I've been watching a lot of stuff recently. So I'm just super excited to get to play Cedar Point. And there's something about it. It makes me feel, I'm only 25, but it makes me feel young. It makes me feel like, you know, I still have this dream, and I'm not giving up on that dream, for a long time, especially with what we have, coming out. So super exciting. But very excited to play Cedar Point. So that's going to be July 23rd through the 30th. And yeah, so seriously, if you want to check out some info on that, you can check out our social media. It's at Recess Official on Instagram. So that's coming up. The other thing I want to mention is our next show, which we'll be putting out a poster soon, but you guys are exclusive. Akron, May 17th with Don't Believe in Ghosts on their tour. We're with Shelby Olive once again, the remarkable Shelby Olive. Shelby, I love your videos on Instagram. I love the stuff you share. My voice recently has gotten, I don't know. It's just my high range. I've been singing in a different tone because I picked up a tip that Vincent had given me, and I think I took it to an extreme. I take things and then I focus on it. Like, I hyper focus on figuring things out. Like, one day last summer, I was like, you know, I'm gonna figure out how to play cornhole. Like how to really be good at it. I mean, because I play all the time, but I always get beat, you know, because uncles are the best at that game. Both my uncles can kick my butt. I have three uncles. The other one I haven't seen play cornhole. I'm sure he's good. Uncles are just good at that. But anyway, but I like literally took like a couple hours and like learned how to do it. And I got really good for a couple months and then I stopped playing. But I'm hyper focused on things. So I just took these singing tips that I took from Vincent, and I took it way too far. And recently I've been seeing a difference in my high register. I mean, I know, like, I was like, again, and I've been mentioning every episode, I'm coming through like a crisis in my life because it's 25 is old now. I feel old. And I say that to everybody. I'm like, I'm old. I feel old. I should stop saying it. But anyway, but I'm like, my voice should drop at some point. Like, I don't know. I just expected my voice to drop earlier. But like recently, like, I've always had a really high voice. That's always been like, you know, in the band, I do the high harmonies live. I do all the, usually the high stuff. But I don't know. I've been having some issues recently, and I've been seeing what Shelby I saw what Shelby was posting, and I knew all the stuff that she's posting, but I love that she's posting it because it reminds me, because I've gone through singing lessons and I've been through, like I said, I hyper researched all of that stuff, and but I feel like I blew out my voice, parts of it. So voice care is another thing I have to take care of. I've never been this hyper in my life, until like this age, like, and you know, I have ADHD, so you know, it is what it is, but I for sure use my voice when I definitely don't need to. Like, vocal rest is something that I definitely need to get used to. And most of the time it doesn't have to do with like talk. Like, I'm not like talking to people. Like, I'm usually just like talking to myself or making noises or being like, whoop, whoop, whoop. You know, like, I just find certain things funny. That's how I've always been. So I just like talk when I shouldn't. And it doesn't help that I'm doing a podcast where I talk. I mean, it's only once a month that I do this though. So, or once every few weeks. I've been trying to like, because it's not something where like my life isn't yet interesting enough to where I could do like an every, you know, other day podcast or anything like that. Cause like, I feel like after a while it gets kind of, you know, unless you have a really successful podcast where you're constantly having new guests and stuff like that. But anyway, so I'm basically taking all these show dates. Let me bring you guys back to what I'm doing. I just wanted to say, I'm happy to play with Shelby Olive again. Recess is happy to play with Don't Believe in Ghosts and Shelby Olive. It is at the Rialto Theater on May 17th. Be there. The tickets are on our link tree. You could just go to any of our social media at Recess Official, and you will see the link tree in any of our bios. That's on Twitter. That's on Instagram. And we have it on Facebook too, but I don't think the Facebook people are listening to my podcast, so they wouldn't know anyway. So you could just click the link that we share, and that information is exclusive to our link tree and to this podcast. So we will be announcing it publicly soon. So that's exciting. And then a couple other things I want to go over before I get into just kind of like talking about some things that I've been doing and some big things that are happening for Recess here, at least, as you guys join me on my quote unquote journey of trying to be a successful musician. And I want to let everybody know, like, there's so many opportunities in music for you, you know, like, if you really love music, but you know, maybe don't know how to play like something, like, there's always something for you could do. You could learn production. You could learn, you know, camera stuff. You can learn, there's a bunch of stuff. So, you know, if you ever decide to do that, it's worth it. But anyway, so another thing that I'm really proud of, the last thing I want to talk about is June 3rd, Recess plays in Grand Rapids, Michigan for the first time. If you do not know, which I don't know why you would know anyway, but unless you're from Grand Rapids, Grand Rapids is one of our most popular places for fans. So on Spotify, they're in our top three cities, I believe. I think they're the number one city besides Cleveland. I mean, in Columbus. Actually, Columbus is beating Cleveland, by the way. This is why I wanted to play in Columbus shows. I love Cleveland, but there's more people in Columbus that are interested in music. I feel like everybody in Columbus is in a band. Literally everybody. But yeah, Grand Rapids is huge for us. So we play on June 3rd in Grand Rapids, Michigan. We play with a band called American Cheese. And that show stemmed from me on Instagram. I sent a message to this band I found, and they're really good. They are doing shows in Grand Rapids, or they're familiar with Grand Rapids. They're from Michigan. And I messaged them. I said, hey, is there any venues that you know of? And they suggested Skeletones. So it's at Skeletones. It's on June 3rd. More information about that is coming soon, as well as the other bands. I know there's going to be four bands that night. Us, Recess, American Cheese. And but yeah, check out their music. American Cheese is really good. I really like their energy. And like, it's hard for me personally. Like, I feel like Recess is one of a kind when it comes to like our music. Like, I don't know any other band in Cleveland that does the stuff like that we do, like that theatrical type pop, you know what I mean? Not besides Shelby Olive. Shelby does more theater, not theatrical. Well, it's theatrical, but it's like theater pop, you know what I mean? But like, we do like theatrical, like movies, cinema type stuff. And there's not many bands like that. So to match us up with a band, what we have to do is we find people who match our energy or the vibe. Like, and so that's what I was trying to find, is a band that would really fit well in a great city for us to go to, because we have so many great people there. And they had some great energy, and their songs are great, and it was a perfect fit. And they were so cool on Instagram. Like, they were like, yeah, like, they helped us book the place, and I'm really excited to meet them. So that's going to be June 3rd. And that is in Grand Rapids, Michigan at Skeletones. Apparently I have to do some research on Skeletones. I know the place. Oops, knocked my microphone out. Skeletones, I believe, was reopened. Original Underground Sound. So Grand Rapids, Michigan. Let's see some things about it. So it's 133 South Division, Grand Rapids, Michigan, United States. Okay, so all I found about it is that it is crowdfunded. It's completely like just booked by, you know, it's kind of, there's one guy booking the place, and it's basically just like, let's see, a 30-minute set. The band order is determined by the bands. Bands play voluntarily. So I reached out to American Cheese, and they got us on a show there. So that is going to be super fun. I'm really, really excited to go there, because I was recently talking to Jess, and she does a lot of the really cool pictures that we've been posting for our shows recently. And she told me, she was like, you guys should come to Grand Rapids because we have a lot of fans there. And I'm like, I know, we could see on Spotify, like, they tell all their friends. They're awesome. They're really awesome. And aside from like Reagan and her friends and all the people that who are always coming to our show, Renee and just everybody besides them, like, they have, Jess and her friends have traveled like a lot to see us. So we really appreciate them. And, you know, I mean, you have been following us for like, you have been following us for like through all this, everything. So we really appreciate that. So sorry, I kind of started losing my train of thought, because I had to stop the episode because it took too long for me to find the Skeletones thing. And I'm like, I started recording stuff, and I'm like, I got to go back and recut in. So that's what I did a minute ago. I just resumed from the middle of after I was looking here. But yeah, so super excited to play those shows. Those are the ones coming up. And we also have Cedar Point, July 23rd through the 30th. So that's just some stuff that I wanted to mention. That took over 20 minutes for me to explain all of that stuff. Well, you kind of knew what you were getting coming to my podcast here to listen. You kind of knew it's going to be hyper, but a little emo in a weird, in an interesting way. It's a little sad. It's a little emotional in weird ways. Anyway, so yeah, May 17th, get tickets. Don't Believe in Ghosts, Shelby Olive, and Recess. Once again, I'm so excited to play with Shelby. Shelby is so nice. I love playing with her, and I'm really excited to play with Don't Believe in Ghosts. It's good energy. There's good people around, and that's really what we've been trying to do with the band, is just really associate ourselves with like really good people. And it feels really good to be back. We're at the Rialto Theater too. My bud Jude is probably a part of this there. He does book for them, and he tried to help us the other day. I appreciate it, man. Appreciate you. But very excited to come back. Hopefully the monitors work this time. The last time we were there, my monitor wouldn't work. Like, are in ear monitors? I don't know what it is. Like, if you have in ear monitors, especially as an original band, like, you don't even have time to set them up. And, like, the equipment to set it up is, like, stupid expensive. We got to get, like, a snake with all of our input. It's a whole thing. We have a list of things that we have to buy, and newsflash, we don't have time or money to get them right now. I mean, we have time, but like, just there's money that we're putting other places right now. That's what happens when you're a DIY band. You start, you don't have money for everything yet. You know what I mean? You got to put your money in the right spot. It's part of being smart with your money, which I am not. That's part of my vice, is I do things like buy a basketball hoop. Like, I recently bought a basketball hoop. And, well, I did that because I want to work out this summer, and basketball was one of the best activities for slimming down and burning calories for me. Like, I have been eating a lot of very unhealthy stuff recently, like candy and pop. And I blame it on the Marrero's. Now, when we went to Nashville, though, we had such a good time. But I bought a lot of candy because we were on the road. We were in an Airbnb. We were in the Airbnb a lot, so I naturally wanted snacks. So I found myself eating a little bit too much, and I didn't feel good. I feel out of shape. Like, just, there's a difference between, like, I physically look small, but I am out of shape. Like, I walk up steps and I'm a little bit out of breath. It's rough. Like, I don't know. I didn't feel the best. So I wanted to get a basketball hoop so I can go outside and play easily, because if I go to the rec, first of all, it costs money to go to the rec, and I don't have a big issue with that, but a lot of times the court is closed for basketball. And the reason that I play basketball is, first of all, I love it. But second of all, it's one of the easiest things you could do to burn calories. Like, competitive basketball can burn up to 800 calories, 800 or 900 calories an hour, which is like nuts. Like, if you run for an hour, you burn like 600. Like, I gotta do research on that. Might be giving you all misinformation. Let me see really quick here. How many calories burned running 1 hour? A 200-pound person at the same time and pace will burn 930. Okay, so a 150-pound person, which is me, at a 10-minute pace for 60 minutes will burn 700 calories. I was dead on. So if you weigh a little bit more, so if you weigh 200 pounds, 933 calories, I'm assuming 250, you'd be around 1150-ish, something like that. You'll burn between 80 and 140 calories a mile. Okay. Do you guys know how ridiculous that is? That you can run a mile. Do you remember the mile in gym class? It sucked. It was the worst day. Besides, the fitness gram pacer test is a multifunctional blah, 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 blah. But anyway, besides that, running mile was the worst. It was the absolute worst. And basketball, you can burn the same amount or half the amount just shooting around for an hour. And shooting around for an hour is easy. Like, hang with your friends, shoot a couple shots, have some fun. 400 calories at the end of it. So that's what I like to do. But But yeah, so, but it's funny though, when I remember when I was in school, the running the mile was so garbage. But I remember I used to try to show off to all the girls by being really fast. I wasn't fast. I have big calves. It looks like I'd be fast. That's actually the opposite. Apparently, you have to have really thin calves to be, like, truly, like, really, really, really fast. And I don't. I have big, fat calves. As what's his face would, Smokey from Smokey and the Bandit, as he would say, he would go, oh, well, cowboys love fat calves. They're not fat. Anyway. But yeah, I don't know. At this age, I can't figure out what girls like. And it bothers me because I want to let everybody know, like, Sophie, my last time I was on the podcast, my girlfriend, we are breaking up because she has to move. Her family's moving away. Her dad found a really good job. And she's moving far. So it's, I've been in a little bit of a pickle here. So I just want to let everybody know. And it reminded me of that, the mile. And I started thinking about, like, oh, I remember I used to impress girls. And then she was, I guess, the first girl I've been, you know, thinking about through this. But anyway, but I just want to let everybody know, like, we're on good terms. Like, I'm an adult. I've been through this. If you followed the band for a long time, you know I've been through a breakup before. So I'm good and everything's fine. But yeah, she's moving. So, and her family is very important to her. So that is very important to me. She's always going to be a huge part of my life. I mean, we introduced Coldplay together. That is huge for me. So, but yeah, I just wanted to let everybody know that if it, you know, because it's tough, because once you start dating somebody, people tend to pull back. And as an introvert, like I, you know, most of the time when I'm done with work, I sit in my basement and then, you know, I do stuff with the band at their house, but I'm always doing something with my close friends, if anything. I don't go out and stuff like that. So when you start dating somebody, like, people kind of pull away, and a lot of people are going to be like, well, you know, you just broke up with her. Like, it's not just girls. It's just anybody, by the way. Just want to make that known. Like, it's not like I'm trying to find another girl or anything. But like, people tend to pull back. So like, whenever I'm single, people talk to me a lot, just in general. Like, people will just, like, check up on me and, you know, talk to me or swipe up on my story and just, like, you know, tell me things. And then when they start dating somebody, people feel like they have to pull back because, which seems respectful, right? Which is good. But at I keep mentioning this, like, I'm like 80 years old, but at my age though, I like having a really, my bunny just jumped up. What were you doing? Sorry. The bunny's freaking out. But at this age, I like having a really mature relationship when it comes to just people. You know what I mean? Like, when I break up with somebody, like, that stuff is, like, the petty stuff I'm not into. And I always look up to Anthony's relationship. He's been in a relationship for how long? 13 years, whatever it is. And he's a couple years older than me. But, you know, they never have drama. You know what I mean? And it's... a lot of it's finding the right person, but a lot of it is, you have to, I don't know, anything, I use them as an example for me, anything that has to do with pettiness, like, you know, going behind somebody's back or, oh, they said this, like, it's the most childish thing to me, like, in general. Like, I've heard stories about people who will say stuff about me, like, oh yeah, well, Alex dates a lot of people, and like all that. And I'm like, literally, like, first of all, no. And if that's, I mean, I have dated a lot of people, but if you look, generally it's 8 months apart, like a year apart. Like, it's not like I'm doing it to be like a male, whatever the word is for wanting a lot of people. I don't want to offend anybody, but So a lot of times, you know, for me, really, I don't know. I just get kind of on edge being in public. I don't know. I mean, even recently I had a situation where somebody was flirting with me in a place and I don't pick up on it. Like I'm very bad at picking up on it. Unless somebody's in my face going, "Hey buddy, I'm flirting with you," right in my face. I probably don't know what's going on. So as that, I get very like, you know, I start dating somebody, like, you know, I was dating Sophie, and then people stopped talking to me though. And when that happens, you know, I have her obviously, so we're talking or whatever, but I still like hearing from other people. Not in like, I don't need people to compliment me, nothing like that, but it's good. People literally who would just like say like, "Hey Alex, like how's everything going?" Like, or like check up on me, like don't anymore. Like, because I know they think, you know, it's a respectful thing and stuff like that, but you know, I'm always like, I've ignored the petty stuff. So to me, I'm just like, I get kind of like sad. I'm like, you know, so I just want to let people know that like, you can talk, like, I like talking to people, you know, here and there, you know what I mean? Like, I apologize if you DM me on Instagram every day or anything like that, because generally I won't answer if it's like too many times in a row. Like, just because that's just not how I am usually. I kind of letting you guys into insight about me. I know, so you have to talk about some things like this on the podcast because it makes me feel better. It makes me, you know, just so you guys know a little bit about me, like, you know, the things that I feel and the things that I go through. And, you know, it's nothing crazy, and it's not something, you know, it doesn't matter, but it does. I just want people to know that whether I'm dating somebody or not, like, if you know me and you're an acquaintance of me, or feel free to like message me. Like, I love, you know, talking to people and hearing from people, or, you know, if you, you know, just send recommendations my way. I mean, whatever you want to do, or whatever you want to tell me. I just want to let you guys know. But that's the reason that I just want to say this now. And I want to let people know, obviously, about my current relationship status, just so, well, not just to talk to people, but now I found a good opportunity since this is happening again to let people know, like, you can talk to me. Like, I'm going to make sure if I'm dating somebody new that they are cool enough to be like, I'm a loyal person. Like, I don't, like, if I'm dating you, I'm 100% loyal to you. So if you know me or anything, but yeah, that's, I just want to let you guys know, because I get super depressed when, you know, especially when I become single. I mean, again, it just happens every time, but I don't know. People just don't talk to me. And if somebody doesn't reach out, I'll never reach out first. So if you don't reach out to me, I'm never going to reach out. Pretty much, unless you're like, it's something I'm used to, like a band or something, or music, like that stuff I'll reach out to all the time. But if it's personal, that's just, I just wanted to, the past couple of minutes, just like kind of let you guys know that that's kind of how I am. And I hope that you interact with me regardless of relationship status, because I feel like that's an adult thing to do. Like, I really am proud of the fact that a lot of the people who I've dated, we are on good terms. And I feel like that's a really good way of living your life, is just being, you know, understanding that things happen. You know what I mean? Like, stuff happens, and a lot of times it's for the best. And, you know, Sophie's family is super important to her. So the fact that she is moving is like, that is a no-brainer. You know what I mean? Like, and we're young, so, you know, it's, we don't have the means to, you know, I mean, you probably could, but long distance is very hard. Like I said, most of my relationships have been, you know, somebody living far away, but it's hard. So it's understandable. And, it's not easy for, you know, anybody, but, I just want to let all of you know, that's just kind of about how I do things. So I would love to hear from you guys. I'm okay. I'm fine. There's no need to worry about me. We needed to, it's weird though. Like when you are really into somebody and then I feel like a lot of my relationships have ended because of just like intangible stuff. You know what I mean? You know, people moving away to college or moving in general. And it's hard, especially like, I mean, if you've had a friend who moved, everybody has a friend and, you know, when they're younger in school who moves and it's, you know, it's hard. So, but I want to just wish the best for Sophie. We still, you know, are going to talk here and there, obviously. Send the bunny pictures back and forth. My bunny wants to get out so bad. He is clawing at the ground. He claws at the ground every day. But yeah, so I just want to let you guys know that we're all on good terms. And yeah, so anyway, sorry. I just want to let you guys know because I get really like, that's really what it is I think that, you know, in between dating, it seems like I date a lot of people. Like that bothered me. That was like petty to me to hear. Like I've heard multiple people say that, or a lot of people don't know much about me, but they'll just like assume that that's the way I am. Cause apparently I look like the type of guy who would do that. I don't know. It's interesting, but, as well as let you all know, like that's not how I am. Like I date people who I really, really enjoy talking to and being around. And, yeah, like that's it. It's if I date somebody, if it seems like I'm quote unquote dating a lot of people, it's literally just because, when I find somebody who I like talking to, which generally happens and because nobody talks to me. So I have to like reach out and like I said, I'm not good at that or I don't like doing that. I'm on dating apps generally just to talk to people because I'll start talking to somebody and then I'll just be like, yeah, like I don't even feel like I kind of lost the, I don't know. I've just kind of lost the urgency to even talk to anybody, especially when like you have a relationship that like everything's going really good and then it has to end and it's just, you know, and it's for something that's like, you know, it's a life thing. You know what I mean? It's not a, and hopefully she's not upset with me for talking about this stuff. But I'm being very respectful and, Sophie's the best. So, she helped me pick out my bunny. So we're always going to be best buds, but I just want to let everybody know that that's kind of what I would have been. So if I ever have a post that looks, depressing, it just means like, say, hey, what's up? And don't be like, hey, are you okay? Cause I'll lie to you, but just be like, hey, like what's up? Or just, you know, and you don't have to, but that's just something that, you know, I'm just saying. Anyway, but yeah, that's again, kind of how I am. Trying to think, that was a lot. That was a lot of stuff that turned from a few minutes to like 10 or 12 minutes about personally, but a lot of people don't know much about me, you know, like personal stuff. I mean, I guess that's not really the best thing always being super personal. Because there's a point where it gets like weird. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. It's just, I don't want people to know everything about me, which it's super annoying. Like, if you go on these online databases, like you can see like things about everybody, which is annoying. I don't like that. This episode is not very hyper. Isn't that weird? Very, very like cautious today. No, I sound like I'm very like, what's it called? Like I sound like I'm telling everybody about something like really like profound today, which I think I have. I think I've achieved that as well as also promote shows for the band and stuff like that. But, anyway, I don't know what I was talking about. This episode's gone on 40 minutes. I've talked for 40 minutes. You know what I want to talk about really quick? my chapstick habit as I use it right now. So chapstick for me is a love-hate relationship. This is how we switch into other topics, by the way. Chapstick is a love-hate relationship for me because chapstick's great. I recently changed back to chapstick because I used Carmex for a while. Here's something about me. So remember, the premise of this is I like chapstick and I changed from Carmex. The reason I changed from Carmex is Carmex, first of all, a couple things. I use Carmex at night sometimes, but chapstick had a better effect. I stopped using chapstick for a while because they said there's like alcohol in it and it dries out your lips, which was true. But then Carmex was doing the same thing. So I realized it's not that, it's just my lips just do that. But I lose my chapstick all the time. Here's what happens. I have a chapstick. It's in my pocket. I bring it to work. I leave it at work. I come home. Shit. I have no chapstick. I go out. I buy a chapstick. I bring it home. I go to work. I get my chapstick. I put it in my pocket. I bring it home. Okay. I have two chapsticks at home now, right? Put it on before I go to bed. Wake up. Put one in my pocket. Go to work. Same thing happens. The next day, I forget to put it in my pocket. I get to work. I don't have chapstick. My lips look really bad. And I drink a lot of water. So it's not dehydration. So I'm drinking a lot of water. I don't have chapstick. I need it. I literally look insane. I look like I'm thirsting to death. So I go next door to Target. I get a 3-pack of chapstick. I put two in my backpack, leave one at work. Somehow, I'll always end up having one in my pocket, bring it home. I'll like use them at work, bring it home with me, forget it at home. Shit, I don't have chapstick. I got to go back to Target. So I have to keep being out and buy these one-time, like a vape. It's like a vape for me. Like, it's a one-time cartridge. And somebody's like, oh, I forgot my vape. Like, I'm just going to get like one of the ones, the cartridge, whatever. The disposable ones. My bunny is insane right now. He is literally, stop. You're never getting out. You have the full I give him the full basement and he still wants to get out. But anyway, it's like back to chapstick. So I used chapstick a second ago. That's why I brought it up. But here's what I wanted to mention. Here's a pet peeve of mine. I don't like things coming off onto your body, like painting my body. I don't like lip gloss. Like, I refuse to kiss somebody with lip gloss on. I can't. And that's not against lip gloss. I think it looks beautiful, but I don't want to kiss somebody with lip gloss on. It's, you call me what you want. That's, I don't like that. I don't like the transferring of a thing onto part of my skin. Like, this is part of the reason from the time. So I was in California with Alexis Marrero, and Recess played a show, her show out there. By the way, Alexis Marrero, the Wake Me Up music video is out now. You can go to @officialAlexisMarrero. I've been playing guitar for her. She's awesome. Her family is the best. And happy birthday to her sister. It's her sister's birthday today. Anyway, but I was talking to my cousin. So my dad's cousin lives in Santa Monica. So I visited them on the trip that we went to last week. And I was talking to my cousin, Gaby, and we were talking back and forth about, like, you know, my childhood, because I haven't seen her in like 3 or 4 years. So, but we were talking about, I was like, you know, it's weird to this day, until like recently I stopped caring, but like, I didn't eat anything that made my tongue blue or red, or green or purple until like, I was like 2 years ago, because when I was a kid, she went, oh my gosh, your tongue is blue. Literally for 15 years, I didn't eat anything blue because I was afraid somebody was going to say that something transferred onto my face. So it's like a secondhand embarrassment thing. or firsthand embarrassment. But so like, that's why I just like, so if you ever plan on dating me, wear whatever you want, do whatever you want. But my right to kiss you, I withdraw when you have lip gloss on. That's just me. So part of the reason that I've been wanting to use eyeshadow at shows, like do like this under eye shadow thing, but I'm afraid it's too edgy. I care that much. You know, it's weird. Like the sad life of being an introvert who's also a musician, who's not afraid to go on stage in front of 50,000 people and introduce Coldplay, but is afraid to flirt with somebody in public or to put something on his face. You know those type of people, right? You know one person, that's me. That's literally it. But yeah, that's just something that like I was thinking about. I was like, you know what? I'm going to let all of you know a little bit about me, like about that specifically. Because I just think it's funny. But anyway, I'm going to wrap up the podcast today. We've gone 46 minutes. That's one of the longest podcasts that I've done. I'm very proud of myself. I talk for all this time. I can find new things to talk about. A couple shout outs that I want to give. Number one, again, Alexis Marrero. I've been playing with her. She's awesome. Check out her music. We play May 17th with Shelby Olive and Don't Believe in Ghosts on their tour. It's going to be at the Rialto Theater in Akron. At Recess Official is our social media. You can get the tickets there. Hit our link tree. All the info's right there. All right. Cedar Point, we play July 23rd through July 30th. Just want to let everybody know that. Right on. And then June 3rd, Grand Rapids, Michigan. We're at Skeletones with American Cheese and To Be Determined, a couple other bands. So that's exciting. You can find all the info on our link tree. Thank you so much for joining me today. I appreciate all of you for listening to me talk about things that, you know, I feel like I need to get off my chest and just talk about because it's important to me. And yeah, so I hope you enjoyed. Hopefully you found some joy in some of the things I talked about. It was kind of a rough episode today. I get better doing this every time. And this is the first time that I really feel like a true podcaster. I feel confident that I can do this. And my vocal mix, it's Hung Hao. Hung Hao means very good in Chinese. I learned Chinese for 4 years. Did you guys know that? That's a story for a different episode. Thank you guys so much for listening. I appreciate it. Follow me at Razzy Recess on all social media. Follow Recess Official. We are almost done with the new Recess song, Rust. It is going to be a banger. Wait till you guys find out when it's being released. I don't even know when it's going to be released. So stay tuned, though. So we've been really secretive about a lot of the stuff that we've done, but this song is one of the ones that people know about, and this one is different. I'm just letting you know now. This one is different. A couple different artists from Cleveland that I have been listening to, just to let you know. 2 Mile Moon. 2 Mile Moon is one of my best buddies. I met him at my job. I'm not going to say what my job is, but the song is called It's Been Done Before. Check it out. The song you want to ride. I love 2 Mile Moon. That is one of my best buds. So check him out. We're going to get a show soon. And then I really want you all to go check out Cousin Simple. Cousin Simple is a band that is booked by the same booking agent that we have. But I think he's still doing their shows. Cousin Simple's awesome. We played a show with them. They've been having some really great things going on for them. So check them out at Cousin Simple and at 2 Mile Moon. Those are my two shout outs for today. Just want to let you all know they are really good. Both of them. 2 Mile Moon is awesome. because he's been an artist for how long since he's really you released your first 2022, and he has more listeners than Recess does, and we've been a band for 15 years. So you're killing it, bud, for real. And he's actually 2 Mile Moon. His name's Billy. He's the guy who, I don't know if you guys have heard that story about when I introduced Coldplay, and I told somebody at my work that I was gonna, you know, bring a sign, and he was the one on my Instagram who was like, "You did it!" Like, if you go back and listen to the episode about the Coldplay, introducing Coldplay, I tell that story. He's that guy. But yeah, no, his music's legit. So those are my two shout outs for today. Thank you all so much. Oh, and shout out to the Rosies for following Recess on Instagram. You know for sure that we had to follow you guys back. I can't believe we didn't. I think I did on my personal page, but I don't remember. Whatever. Sorry, I'm going on about this. But yeah, but shout out to all of you. Thank you guys all for listening so much. This has been Hyper But Kinda Emo with Alex Razzi. Thank you again. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And stay safe and healthy, and don't eat blue suckers. Peace.